You know what time it is?
Absolutely.
It's another edition of Big Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells. Brought to you by Vivasa Health and Wellness, Wintersville Fitness Val Doctor, Destiny Fitness, Vitafuse, and Southern Bodies Family Fitness Tipton. Now, here's Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host.
And I'm Jim, co-host.
And welcome. We're so glad to be here tonight. We are at Wintersville Fitness here in Valdosta, Georgia with a live remote. Mike, I am not hearing anything through my headphones, just by the way. Jim, are you hearing anything on yours?
Nothing. Is everything okay in the studio, Mike? And listeners, bear with us as we sort through some technical difficulties here.
Okay, they are saying that everything is going good, if they can hear us.
Okay, so listeners are good?
Yep, he's saying that everything is good, so I guess they can hear us. So, hey.
All right.
Well,
we're
on
with the show.
On with the show, absolutely. Just because we can't hear them, no reason why they're not can hear us outside. But, hey, it is good to be back here. You know, this is my old stomping ground.
Right, Valdosta, here at Wintersville.
And, well, it was Factor X Fitness.
Right.
Worked here, trained here, manager here. Then it became Wintersville Fitness, manager here. And now Sean and Melissa Eikenberry own Wintersville Fitness. And they have done an absolute fabulous job with this gym. It is just a beautiful place to work out. Clean, nice. It's packed in here. So many different people in here. Some familiar faces. A lot of new faces here. But, Jim, they have just done an absolute fabulous job here in Valdosta with this health club.
Can't argue with that. I like the atmosphere here. Like you said, it's clean. It's busy right now. A lot of members in here. You know, when you think about, you know, we're still in COVID right now. You know, we're still in code of motive.
Right. But people are working out. They look like they're enjoying themselves. They're social distancing. But Melissa comes from a strong fitness background. She's been doing this most of her life. She's a trainer. She works very hard at what she does, and it really shows, Jim.
Right, right. You know, my point is, even though we're dealing with COVID right now, I mean, these people are not afraid to come to the gym because this gym is clean, and they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. There's social distancing. They're wiping down machines. Everything looks clean. Everything looks good. And, you know, I wouldn't be afraid to come in here and work out.
Neither would I. It's just a great, great atmosphere. And they just got a lot of things going on. Of course, you've got a great aerobic program, boot camp. They've got a daycare for the kids. Wonderful bathrooms, showers, cardio, bar none, machines, free weights. We're going to be talking to some of the members here shortly as to, you know, what it is that they like about Wintersville. Because there's a lot of gyms in Valdosta. There's a lot to choose from. You know, why do they choose Wintersville? I can tell you why they choose Wintersville. The atmosphere is great. The front desk staff is great. The owners are great. And it's veteran-owned and operated.
And it's a full-service gym. And I'm sure Melissa will tell us more about that. But, I mean, you walk in, you've got supplements, you've got drinks, you've got clothing. You know, I'm sure they have personal training here, and they have classes here. They've got the kids' room back here. You know, just so much going on.
Well, it's just exciting to be in this kind of atmosphere again. You don't see this a lot, and I've missed this not being in Valdosta. I kind of feel like this is home for me. I like this atmosphere, and but we're going to be talking to Melissa and to Sean and some of their members here in just a few minutes. But just got a couple of announcements. You know, back in Tifton, Life Unlimited, Monica Pritchridge, you know, she has a great organization and works with amputees. She's an amputee herself and has, you know, developed this great organization, and they have adaptive fitness days. And there's an adaptive fitness day coming up soon, this Saturday at 1 o'clock at Southern Bodies over in Tifton. Of course, we were there with them the last adaptive fitness day they had, and they had a great day.
Yeah.
But Tina Harris is going to be there doing a yoga class.
Right.
And Ryan Barnes is going to be there doing a nutrition class that day. And of course, Nikki Jacobs is the owner of Southern Bodies there, and he does this class for these amputees once a month, and they're called Adaptive Fitness Days. I think that's so cool and so interesting that Nikki is taking that step and helping these amputees. You know, they've never had anything like this. I learned so much from Monica and from that day we were there. You know, we had the most hits on one of those...
one of the videos.
One of the videos that we did.
With talking with one of the amputees.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I enjoyed that day. We got to talk with some of those people. And, you know, to watch them working out. And they even took dance lessons and just all kind of different activities.
It
and they had a blast.
They did. They absolutely had a blast. And it was interesting to me. And I learned a lot that day in what they go through. And, you know, I was just so impressed with some of them. And, you know, really learned a lot. So Life Unlimited will be at Southern Bodies Saturday at 1 o'clock.
We've also been enjoying those meals from Southern Bodies, too.
They're doing meal prep now. Great, great food. They really do have a lot going on. Mickey Jacobs is really taking Southern Bodies. And, of course, you know, my heart's at Southern Bodies. That I was the original owner and founder of Southern Bodies, so I'm gonna give a big shout out to that. So I'll always have a special Southern Bodies will always have a special place in my heart there. So good job, thumbs up to Mickey Jacobs and for all he's doing there at Southern Bodies. Also got another big thing coming up in Adel.
A big event, right?
Big event, and we're gonna be there. Fit Talk Radio will be there. With Tina Harris. Adel Veterans Day celebration for Mission 22.
And that's at Horse Creek Winery.
Horse Creek Winery, and I'm going to be excited about that.
Yeah, just moderation there.
Moderation.
Moderation. That's almost that. One word, moderation.
I like that Big Red from Horse Creek Winery.
Yeah.
Haven't tasted it in a long time, but November the 14th, Adel Veterans Day celebration for Mission 22. And I'm sure Melissa and Sean might can shed some light on what Mission 22 is all about. If they don't know Tina Harris, they need to make her acquaintance, because she's doing a big fundraiser for Mission 22, and that's going to be November the 14th. And what's our little friend's name that's going to be trying to break the Guinness Book of World Records?
Oh, yeah.
Jack Flash. He's going to be trying to break the world's record for the most push-ups in 30 seconds,
right.
So we're going to be there. Fit Talk Radio is going to be encouraging him.
So, we have a chance to actually witness, possibly, a Guinness
Book of
World Records, record being set.
Record being set.
Right here in South Georgia.
Right here in South Georgia, and Fit Talk Radio is going to be right there. And also happening November the 14th is going to be the Lee Haney Games up in Atlanta, Georgia, in Gwinnett County, I believe. And if you want more information about the Lee Haney Games, you can go to leehaneygames.com. and get all the information that you want there.
And our good friend Lee Haney always puts on a quality show,
quality competition. And you remember when he called in a couple of weeks ago, he might have a surprise for South Georgia. He alluded to that fact.
He did kind of put that out there. He dangled that, right?
He dangled that carrot to us that he might be coming to South Georgia with an event. So we shall see what happens in the future. So if you want to know more about the Lee Haney Games, November the 14th, go to leehaney.com. Well, I believe I have spotted our owner, Melissa Eikenberry.
Melissa, welcome.
Melissa Eikenberry. I'm going to give Melissa my headphones, Jim, so we can talk to her, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Melissa.
Hey.
Welcome to Fit Talk.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, what's going on in Wintersville?
Well, we've got a good crowd tonight for a Thursday. The crowd's been really good. Everybody's been amazing with, you know, coming after COVID and everything and still taking care of keeping things sanitary, wiping things down before and after, social distancing. Some wear masks, some don't. We let that be up to them. But for the most part, we have most that aren't, but we don't require it, but some do wear them just for their own personal reasons. But we got classes going on right now outside. We've got a boot camp going on. We've got a couple more weeks of that, and then we will wrap up our – that'll be our last boot camp until 2021.
So. Okay, so boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, believe it or not, I've never actually participated and done one of those.
Oh, I'll hook you up.
No, I wasn't complaining.
No, January 2021 is your one.
Okay. So just, you know, as much as I've been in the gyms and involved in things, it's just mm-hmm. boot camp is not one that I've done. But
yeah.
Maybe I need to just see what it's all about.
Well, it's a good blend of cardio, strength, endurance, agility. So many things just build into one good, really good program.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I'm going to let Maria jump in here a little bit, and we're sharing headsets. So, Maria, I'm going to let you talk with Melissa here a minute.
Well, I'm just going to try to share with you, Jim, but Melissa, you have been doing this a long time.
Yeah, I started training in 1995.
Wow. So me and you are kind of like the dinosaurs in South Georgia. We talked about that, about this before. But you kind of started boot camp in South Georgia.
Right.
And hear about our stuff.
Yeah, I started, I brought one here. We didn't have group fitness when I first came, when it was Fat Directs. We did a boot camp here. It went really, really well. I've done them before at a couple other locations as well. But we're back here, and we have a new neighbor coming in next door, so we haven't had our tire course, so a lot of the outdoor stuff has been taken out for them to do new construction and things like that in the back. But once they're finished with all they're doing, we'll be able to bring it back in January and be full up with our tire course and everything. We've got it set up today, but typically we have to wait until, because there's equipment standing out, but we're excited to start the 2021 camp.
Well, now, not only do you have boot camp, but you have other aerobic classes here at Wintersville.
Yes, ma'am. We've got spin classes. With Marticia, she's an amazing spin instructor. She always trips them up with some new things, and she does it by, like, genre of music. She'll have a hip-hop night or a classic rock and roll night, and they have a lot of fun in there at Stage Pack. Tonight, she just finished a Butts and Guts class. That one's always a big hit. So it's just all abs and booty the whole time. And we have Zumba. We have Zumba at 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday night. We also have a Friday night happy hour, as we call it, where we do yoga 4:30 to 5:15 and then go straight into Zumba with Jessica Avera Terry. And she's amazing. Blessed to have her back and having her teach Zumba, which is the first Zumba class I ever went to was with Jessica teaching, and she's amazing and high energy. So we have that. We also have a lot of Pilates blended in with FitMix. When boot camp's over, we go back to our FitMix style, which is my format, which is basically group personal training. We have a little Pilates, a little strength training, yoga mixed in, cardio kickboxing, and Sean, my husband, started teaching some cardio kickboxing classes by appointment only, and those are going really well because he can only do about four people at a time because of the social distancing and because he's getting older, and there's part of it, there's some holding mitts for him, and it gets a little rough for him to do the whole thing, so they do like a circuit, and they keep about four or five at the most
right. Busy
in the class, so it is by appointment, but they stay full, and he's doing really good with that. And that's $10 a class for anybody who wants to pop into that. They can call the gym at 469-4292 and set up an appointment with him. And those are going really good. We also have classes going on at FitMix right now, primarily boot camp, and then we're going to hopefully in January start back up our senior fitness class that we have over there. I'm excited to do that, but a lot of my regular seniors, of course, have been a little bit more cautious because of COVID, and they've been staying home, and that's completely understandable. So there's a couple of them that swapped over to personal training to hold them over until the full class comes back. So we're hoping things will get a little better, maybe where we can open that back up full force in January.
Well, now, does FitMix or Wintersville have Silver Sneakers program?
We do. We have it here, and we're actually working on, we've got to do some different, I'm getting ready to go do some different training for it. They called me about it a few weeks ago, but everything's kind of on hold again because of COVID, but I do have a few things I have to get back with her on to start a different type of format.
Yes, actually. Silver Snickers is a great program for seniors.
Yeah.
I know it is a big part of a lot of gyms now for seniors. So, well, it sounds like your group fitness is really, really kicked off here. And I'm looking at your schedule here, and it's a varied schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You got some great times. It sounds like you got some great instructors.
Oh, they're the absolute best. We have a couple of new male trainers now. That male trainers are hard to get them to convert over and teach group fitness. They're like, oh, that's the woman's world. But we do have a couple that are teaching boot camp and boxing now, and that's exciting to see, because I think you pull in, men are always a little bit intimidated, or a little bit, I don't know if intimidated is the word, but they don't like to come in group fitness because a lot of times it's predominantly women.
Right.
But we do have some that are taking it now, and the more you have like a male trainer in there, then they feel more at ease because they've got somebody in there kind of on their team, right, Jim?
I got to tell you also, Melissa, it seems like y'all are well stocked on supplements and have a great variety of supplements.
Absolutely. My husband's worked really hard to become a distributor for several of the supplement companies, and that's made it really, really good for us because we're able to carry a huge variety, where before we didn't have much more than what you could find at GNC. Now we have, I think, 18 different flavors of Bang. There's and so we have a big variety of pre-workouts, hydration, that kind of thing, BCAAs, any of your protein shakes and things like that, lean body, muscle milk, all that stuff for after your workout. And we also have the big tubs and sizes you can buy to take home with you of that instead of just doing the one at a time. We also carry a lot of apparel now. I'm pretty proud of the line we have right now because my daughter designed all of it, so she's pretty excited about that. And
I can't wait to see some of the stuff because you were telling me about it, but we were getting set up here for the show. So before I leave here, I definitely want to see some of the things that that she has done. And I did notice when I came in all the different supplements. Very exciting. Very, very exciting.
I had to get a new shelf built just to have room for all of it.
I'm telling you, Melissa, everything looks so good. It probably, I'm kind of a little bit embarrassed to say it probably looks the best that I've ever seen it. And even though I was the manager before, it does. The gym looks great. I mean, the supplements and the clothing line, the T-shirt, everything, it just looks full. The gym looks full in every way.
Well, you didn't have a gym never closes typically. You're open 7 days a week, even if you're not 24 hours a day. So good and bad, we had that little over a month closed for COVID where we were able to come in here and build some new things for the aerobics room. We have TRX now. We have the stability balls up off the floor, so we have more space in there. We have more boxing equipment, and we're able to paint that wall red that I've been wanting to paint. It's stuff that you don't have time to do because the gym is open for so many hours, so it's not your fault. If you had time, if you were sitting home with nothing to do, you would have been up here coming up with ideas.
I would have come up with some good ideas.
It was coming up.
I kept wondering what looks different over there, and if you're right, if you have painted the wall red over there, and it makes the silver bottom stand out. It really looks good. It does. It absolutely does. That's what the difference is.
Y'all just keep on talking, because while y'all are talking, I'm over here making my Christmas list. And tank tops, hoodies, supplements, some amino acids, pre-workout. I'll just keep on working on my list, Maria, and I'll present you with this list when you're done.
Well, I was going to present you with one when we get finished, because I need some BCAAs.
Well, you get a lot of Christmas shopping.
That'll take you so much time.
Not Christmas shopping. I need BCAAs now. not for Christmas. I need it now. All this working out that I'm doing for this body that you want.
We'll get some now.
Well, I know you got some great members. So who can we talk to, Melissa, that will just tell us about this great gym?
Well, I've got a couple people I've talked to. Let me find Brian.
Well, why don't we go to a commercial break? I know Mike's there at the studio. So, Mike, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we'll be right back with one of your members. And so, Mike, let's take it away. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Out Radio.
Hello, everyone. Brad here with Destiny Fitness. Did you know that your health is your most valuable possession you own? At Destiny Fitness, we prioritize your needs and goals by offering you 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access to all of our clubs, along with 12 convenient locations throughout Middle and South Georgia for only $19.95 a month with no extended contracts. We also have a completely separate ladies-only area for women who prefer a private workout setting. So stop by at Destiny Fitness today or visit us online at destinyfitness.com. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Destiny Fitness, your destination for a happier new you.
My name is Sean Eichenberry. My wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Godoffice. We are locally owned and operated, and Melissa and I are both military veterans. Our 10,000 square foot gym is equipped with the top of the line Life Fitness weight and cardio equipment. So we have 5 training beds and also a daycare. Additionally, we have certified personal trainers on staff, and we offer group fitness classes to include Zumba, FitMix, Spins, and our most popular boot camp. Melissa started the first boot camp in Godoffice over 8 years ago. You can view our website at wintersvillefitness.com, find us on Facebook or Instagram, or call 469-1492. Stop by today and check out Wintersville Fitness where you can get a better use.
Southern Bodies is the largest family-owned and operated fitness center in the area with a 14,000-square-foot main gym and a 3,600-square-foot connected CrossFit gym. Their gym is fully stocked with cardio equipment and a large free weight area with all the weights you can need. Southern Bodies has one of the very few area yoga classes in the area, as well as HIIT, bar, step, dance, boot camps, butts and guts, and more, all taught by top-notch certified instructors. Southern Bodies is only days away from opening their kitchen, which will deliver the tastiest, healthiest, customized meal prep services around. Their meals will not only fit your healthy lifestyle, but will be meals you will truly want to eat and enjoy day after day while not breaking the bank. One of the moves they've made that they are most proud of is teaming up with Tin Roof CrossFit, who shares the property with them. And as a member of Tin Roof CrossFit, you are also awarded a full membership to Southern Bodies Gym. Southern Bodies is committed to not just being a gym in the community, but a gym that is part of the community. And they have enjoyed working with groups such as Call to Care, Waiting for Lungs, and their most proud partnership, Life Unlimited. Southern Bodies Family Fitness at 604 West 2nd Street in Tipton. Call 229-386-1202. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Demons Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you. Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. This is Maria
and Jim.
And we are here live with Fit Talk Radio at Wintersville Fitness here in Valdosta, Georgia. And with us is
Brian Fencer.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how are you doing today?
We're doing fine. And you are a member here at Wintersville Fitness.
Yes, ma'am. Been here for 4 years.
And what do you think about Wintersville?
I love it. I love it. Wintersville, I think it's the best gym in town. I'm not saying that because they told me to, but that's what I feel. You know, I've been to other gyms.
You're not getting a discount on your membership.
No, I'm not. But I've been to other gyms, but it's not the same as this gym. You know, the other gyms don't care. That's what I feel like. But this gym, you know, they care about you. They know, they ask you questions, how you doing today, and you know, it's a funny staff here. And like the gym, the machines are excellent too. A bunch of free weights. That's what I love about it too.
Well, you know, I would tend to agree with you. I do know Sean and Melissa personally, and they are great people.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
They are great people as well as great gym owners.
Yes, ma'am.
They're real gym people. You know, they practice what they preach, and they love the Melissa's over in Valley today because she ate some good food today. She told me earlier.
At the buffet,
Robert. At the buffet, yeah. We're telling on her live and on the air. But you know, they really take pride in their business and in what they do. So,
yes,
it, and it really shows. So you've been here for 4 years.
Yes, ma'am. 4 years, and I'm gonna be here till I die.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Well.
So you like Sean's boxing class?
Well, physically I don't like it, but yeah.
Well, you know, I was looking at Sean a while ago, Melissa, and I was going to tell you, he looks a little slimmer in the waist, a little fuller in the chest and the arms, so I can tell that boxing is paying off, you know. You know.
You've been
kicking
our butt in boxing.
He looks like he's putting on some muscle and losing some body fat. So I can tell that he's working, y'all.
Yeah,
he's working.
Yeah. You should play the boxing class. It's pretty fun.
Well, Grandma here is 61 years old, so I don't know if I want to try it to Sean's boxing class.
I don't know if I want her to, Danielle. I'm always scared of her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, Jim, that sounds like something you might want to try.
Well, you know, that sounds like fun to me.
I know it does.
Yeah.
So, Sean, see here, that's a new client right here.
Yeah, Saturday.
All right.
Well, Saturday, you can come on Saturday.
Most Saturdays I can, yeah.
Yeah, we can come over here. There we go. Melissa could train me, and you could take Sean's boxing class.
All right, it's a plan.
There you go. It's a plan. Well, what would you tell somebody, maybe he was out there looking for a gym? What would you tell them that would make them come to Wintersville?
Well, first of all, I'll tell them, hey, what are you looking for, like specifically? Most people that I talk to, they always struggle to find a gym that has free weights and like a good atmosphere. That's why I tell them, hey, so come over here, train with me, and you probably like the atmosphere over here. And like the free weights, you know, and the merchandise that I have here. I feel like this gym has the best merchandise right here. So you go to other gyms, they don't really have anything for sale. The thing I love about this gym, the shirts. They're pretty cool.
Well, I did notice that you've got a really nice olive-colored shirt,
yeah.
And it's got Wintersville on it, Valdosta. It looks really nice on you. And, hey, you look pretty good. I don't know how old you are, but you're a nice-looking young man. You're pretty filled out. Well, I'm not. I'm a grandma, but, you know, I am an NPC judge. So, you know, I do look at the body, so...
We're always looking for competitors.
We're always looking. And, of course, we are going to have a show back here in South Georgia soon. So I'm always looking for bodies to put down that stage. So,
oh, yeah?
So you look really good.
Yeah,
so keep looking.
I always wanted to do something like that, but, you know, I just trying to work out to get to that point.
Absolutely. Well,
you should try it. And, you know, Maria will put on a show eventually, possibly next year, the year after, here in South Georgia. So, you know, it's always good that you don't have to go 300-400 miles away to do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'll be right here in your backyard.
Yes, sir. That'll be pretty good. Not traveling a lot.
That's right. That's right. We hope to have it back here and possibly here in Valdosta next year or in 2021 or 2022. So, we will keep Melissa and Sean abreast on when, where, and so something for you to work towards for sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
definitely.
Listen, thank you so much for talking with us tonight,
thank
you for all those good words. And if you're out there looking for a gym, we know there's a lot to choose from here in Valdosta, but we certainly want to encourage you to come here to Wintersville. I don't think if you step in the door here at Wintersville Fitness, I don't think you will be disappointed. I don't think that you would leave if you ever stepped here. In these doors. Do you?
No.
There you go. So you heard it from the horse's mouth here. All right. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Well, great member.
Right. Yeah. He seems like a good member. Very happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. John? All right, John? Well, John, he looks like he's about our age.
It might be.
27, we're both all 26.
Right. I'm about to tell my son.
I see a little snow on John.
You know, that's just what
Reach character.
Well, John, you're probably really not about our age. You're probably a little younger than us. But anyway, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And how long have you been here at Wintersville?
I joined here about a year and a half ago when I moved to Valdosta.
Okay, where are you from?
Originally from Warner Robins.
Okay.
But I left with work and got the pleasure of moving back to Georgia 20, I was gone for 20 years, got the pleasure of moving back, and then when me and my family moved here, came across this gym, and I've been happy ever since.
Well, I mean, you look like you've worked out before.
Yes, ma'am.
So, you knew what you were looking for.
Right. You know, I remember the first day I walked in here, and they took me a tour for the gym, and some of the things that really just impressed me was the the atmosphere, it felt like, you know, just like, almost like we were friends from the time I walked in the door with the staff here, then the cleanliness. And then, you know, I've been in a lot of different gyms, and just seeing the cleanliness and also just everything was working. Everything was, you know, in shape. Because nothing can be more frustrating when you come to the gym and something's broken. And it messes up your routine. And so,
and stays broken.
You see that sign? No, I don't know.
The sign never comes to the
sign. It's been there so long. That's frustrating. I don't see that here, though.
No, no. And, you know, I looked around, and I came here, and I met the team, and then I came here for a week, and I haven't left since. It's been a great experience.
You know, and that's really what you want, and that's what you want your members to say. That's what you want them to feel. And, you know, when they walk in here, and when you give them that tour, you know, that's what you want them to get out of the tour, you know. That's what used to make me so mad, Melissa, when I would, the front desk staff, somebody comes in, and they say, oh, just help yourself, look around.
Right.
You know, that would make me, oh, I would just be so infuriated as a manager. You don't tell them just to look around. You take them around and show them. That's how you get those members. That's how you nail that, you know, close the sale.
It made me feel that day I was in here like I was the only person in here. The questions I had asked, the times they were open, just the supplements they carried, all those different things, they were very attentive to me. And I was like, wow, I was some guy who walked off the street. What happens when I'm a long-term member? It hasn't stopped. I mean, we almost feel like a family here now.
And that's exactly why this gym is going to be sustainable and why they're going to do well no matter what other gym comes in town here.
And I tell you, you know, this has been a difficult year with COVID going on, and the way they were able to maintain the sanitation, the cleanliness, doing temperature checks, all those things that were very important to all of us, because as important as my physical health is, my mental health is important, and I didn't want to be, I needed to be in here. I think we all have stressors inside of and outside of work. This is kind of my de-stressor. And being in here helped me, and I told them before, you know, it helps me get through my day, help kind of put some of the things to the side, and really during a difficult time, they really took care of everybody.
The free weights, the machines, the cardio. What's a typical workout for you here at Winners?
Yeah, I'm a mix between free weights and machines. As I've gotten older, I don't lift as heavy or as strenuous as I used to, so I can incorporate more of the machines now. But I think, you know, they have a good variety, and that's what I like. There's nothing in here that I'm like, man, I wish they had this, I wish they had that. What I need, how I work out in the week and my body parts, they're able to attain my goals. And, you know, not only that, it's a camaraderie in here at the gym. I mean, you'll probably see us laughing and joking around here today. We say hello, we talk about sports, news, weather, everything. It's just a great atmosphere to be in.
You know, most people, they really don't want to be the only person in the gym. You want there to be some other people there.
Right.
So that social atmosphere. But at the same time, you don't want it to be so crowded that you have to wait for machines. Now, I can tell you, there are literally dozens of people in this gym right now. But because they have so much equipment, if you wanted to work chest right now, you're not waiting to get on a chest machine.
Right.
Or you're not, if you're doing legs, you're not waiting to get on that leg machine or the squat rack or whatever. There's so many things to do here.
Right.
There's a lot of people here. But you're not waiting. You can jump right in there.
I agree. I think, you know, with the way the world is now with work and family, our time is very limited. I've only got an hour. And if I had to wait for machines and wait for equipment, I'd probably change the gym. But I can get here in and out an hour and have a great workout and get back to my family and be stressed and go about my day.
Good. And I think with, you know, when they came down weeks ago, a couple months ago, whenever it was, with the COVID guidelines, you know, that's pretty much one of the things they encouraged. Come in, get your workout in, no more than an hour at most if you can, and then get out. You know.
Right. Yeah, and I think, you know, it was, you know, the team here did a great job with adhering to social guidelines, the social distancing guidelines, the temperature checks, all those things, the cleanliness. They had a staff one. They had members right here cleaning every 5 minutes. I mean, it was just making us feel. I think they went to in my opinion, it was above and beyond. They took the guidelines, but then they went an extra step. That made me feel comfortable coming here.
Well, knowing Melissa, that doesn't surprise me a bit that she went above and beyond.
That sounds just like her, going above and beyond. I think that's been her life
that's just Melissa, absolutely.
Well, I think, you know, one of those things I'll leave you guys with is that every time I walk in that door, every time I leave, we always conversation about something. And that means a little more to me, you know? I mean, I don't feel like I'm just a member here, a number. I feel like I'm John. And they know me, and we talk about things, and it's just, you know, it makes coming here an experience that I never want to stop. I'll never go to another gym as long as I live in Alaska.
And, you know, we remember the TV show Cheers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if this gym was a bar, it would be Cheers.
Yeah.
And we're all normal.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Exactly.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Yeah. I guess, John, when you walk in that door, they all say, hey, John.
They do. And they tell me have a good night. And I ride my motorcycle up here. They always tell me to be safe and everything like that. It's more than just being a member here.
And, you know, that's what counts, relationships.
Yes, ma'am.
You're not just a number. You said that. They don't just want your $19.95 a month,
right,
or however much it is. You know, you're a person. You're a family. This is a family fitness center.
Yes, ma'am.
In every sense of the word.
Right.
So, Sean and Melissa have created this atmosphere. There have been many, and Melissa can stand with me on this, many, many, many gyms in this location. I can count them on both of my hands, from Gold's Gym to Legends to, I mean, this particular location has had many gyms that have come and gone. I will give Hal Jackson credit for Factrex Fitness and Wintersville, but I believe this one is going to stay. I think this one is going to stay, Melissa. I believe it is. I believe you and Sean have got it down. I think this is going to be it. I think y'all are doing a tremendous job. And, I think other gyms can come. I think other gyms can go. But I think this one is going to stay. I think y'all just have the formula. And I think it's, dedication, love, being dedicated not just to the business but to your members. And, of course, Don has just said it all here.
Well, I think, you know, I tell a lot of my friends and neighbors and things, you just come to gym once. Like, you just come once, and you're going to be sold.
I agree.
You know, Melissa, we've just met two of your members here so far, and it's like, wow. If I didn't already love this gym, it's like, you got great members. You know what I'm saying? All the good things that we already knew about this gym, and now we're meeting the members like, oh, my goodness, you've got the coolest members.
Yeah. You tell my son that. My son hears that.
How old is your son?
He's 14.
14, okay, yeah. You got hard.
Yeah, I used to be the cool guy, and now I'm not.
No, you're not cool anymore, yeah. We have five sons, so
okay.
Our youngest is now 19, so we're getting cooler as they get older.
We're probably showing our age even by using the word cool.
I don't think
the word cool is even cool as more. Even cool is not.
What a grad, right?
Yeah.
Well, we've got a 30-year-old son.
Sick, yeah, I think it's sick. And we're sick, yeah.
Yeah, we're probably older than John, I think, too.
There's no doubt about that.
Well, John, thank you so much for talking with
you.
Us. And it was a pleasure meeting you.
Okay,
today.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Well, great number.
We're two for two.
Two for two on members, we sure are. Well, Melissa, I mean, you got some new people. I don't know who these people are.
We get new faces every day, but it's just been, as soon as they come in, we're immediately just family. I just, don't make me cry.
Oh, well,
my members are like, well, and you know how it is with your PT clients,
sure,
and stuff, too. You sometimes spend more quality time with them than you get to spend at home.
Sure.
And I just love everybody. I just love them all. They're all so sweet. We don't have any issues with anybody. It's just an amazing group of people.
Well, you and Sean have done an amazing job, and, you know, you love what you do. You were like me. You probably never worked a day in your life because you just love what you do. And I always did, too. I always loved what I did. I never came. You know, Jim can tell you. I mean, it was never a job for me. It was just something that I enjoyed. I loved.
You want to get up at 4 a.m. Something is
You gotta love it.
Yeah.
And I've got some great trainers now. Right now, knock on wood, I get to sleep until 5 because my first client's at 6. But for years and years, I got up and I taught classes or trained people at 5 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and loved every minute of it. I wouldn't trade it for. I didn't do that too often.
I did do it some. I didn't. Because I don't really love 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you see those faces you do. And, well, it depends on how much coffee I've had. I try to make sure I have time for coffee so they like me a little bit.
Sean, why don't you come here and share with Melissa right here, share the microphone, and let's talk to you because you're standing over there, and y'all can share a microphone. Me and Jim can. Oh, there you go, yeah. Well, Sean, I know you have been the backbone of this relationship and this gym relationship, and you do a lot of the grunt work, so to speak, and Melissa brags to me a lot about you.
I tell everybody she's out on the floor. That's her element. That's what she goes and does. I sit back in the office and pay all the bills and make sure we keep everything open.
And she says you are very, very good at that. You know, I have a husband who's very good at that.
I'm a numbers guy. I like numbers, so that's always good. I'm always looking every day what the sales are, what kind of stuff we can bring in to make the most money off of and things like that, because every little bit that we do helps the bottom line to be able to stay open.
When Melissa's been on the show previously, she always tells us you're a great numbers guy.
Mm-hmm. Used to sell cars for 4 years, so
that's what.
Well, he's always been good, you know, with just anything having to do with that when it comes to even home, too.
Always. So, but I was telling them earlier about how you've acquired being a distributor for some of the supplement companies, and that's been a really huge, made a huge impact on our sales, because getting concerned about with COVID and more competition coming into town every time we turn around, we have to come up with creative ways without overpacking the gym. We want to keep it where there is room for people to social distance and still enjoy their workout and not wait on machines. So we come up with other ways to make a little bit of income so we're not depending just on memberships. And we're able to make a little extra to pay the bills through supplements and t-shirt sales and classes and things like that. And that helps keep it where we can keep our membership where they can still not have to wait on a machine and still have plenty of room, which we got so much equipment anyway. It's amazing equipment, and it just helps tremendously to have that where you don't have to say, oh, wait, we got to get this many members or this many members. We're good on members. We'll always take new ones because they kind of come and go when they move and things like that. But it's been nice to only have the reason people are leaving us is for moving. Absolutely.
And so that's been a plus, and we just always have a constant loop of members coming in, new people, and some people coming and going, and we miss them when they're gone, and we stay in touch with the ones that we knew really well because we just, like everybody said, they're just family. We just
absolutely. Well, I thought it was so neat during COVID when the gym was shut down. Y'all did something really neat. You continued to sell supplements, and people drove through and bought their supplements. How neat was that?
We were desperate. But what was great is,
that was a service that you offered to them.
Yeah. Well, and I knew a lot of our members were trying to find ways to work out at home and stay in shape in other ways, and they still needed their supplements for that. Everything was closed, so we were able to do that, and that was actually his idea, too. So, we did. They were able to drive up to the door. We handed it to them, and if they were members, ran their account, otherwise took the payment otherwise, and then they were on their way.
So it was a win-win. You
win-win for everybody.
It helped your members.
Right. Gave us a little cushion to give us a little bit less stress financially, but also help the members stay on top of their game for fitness, because like John said, it's more than physical. It is something that you need for stress levels, for your psychiatric and emotional health. And, I mean, that's why I guess I've always done it. It helps tremendously with just being able to deal with life, especially now. You need it more than ever.
Absolutely. I mean, with everything that's happened this year, people need this.
Right.
They need this. And, you know, I know I did. Jim did. I mean, Jim was doing bird bath push-ups. You know,
Yeah, bird bath bench press and pull-ups out of the tree.
Very, very clever workout.
Concrete block, you know, whatever. Whatever was laying around.
Yeah.
Do something with it.
Yeah, and it was kind of funny. You know, we got a lot of hits on social media, people looking at that, you know. But, yeah, I mean, whatever you could find, and we were doing it at home, you know, because we were, I mean, when your body's used to this as a stress reliever, you know, you really need it, mentally, physically, you know, you need it.
Well, we were able to, during COVID, when we weren't able to be open, we were loaning out equipment to the members that were our regular, especially boot campers and stuff, but also members that needed it at home. And also the spin bikes, we were able to lease them out to the ones that took spin regularly. We leased out every bike. And Marquise did talk classes online with them. Jessica taught them yoga online. So we were able to stay in contact with our members through doing classes with them online. I did a few classes online. So we stayed busy, even though we were home.
That was awesome. That was absolutely awesome that you did that. I understand that there may be something new in the future for y'all. We're going to be talking about that coming up maybe in December.
In December, yeah. Got some big plans coming. Some other things over the last couple months, our military presence has really increased. So we're starting to work with the guys that deploy, and we're going to start, the guys and gals, we'll start shipping them their protein and their pre-workout once a month.
Wow.
Because I've been in that situation. I deployed 8 times when I was in. And you take your protein and your pre-workout with you when you get there. You don't have a whole lot of room. And then 30 days in, you run out of everything. You got nothing else for the whole 5-6 months. So we're working with our military now to be able to ship them monthly their pre-workout, their protein. We're getting our e-commerce website up and going. So January 1st, we'll be able to get online, order online, and we'll be shipping there. And, yeah, we've got some other really big things coming. So we'll be glad to come back on the show maybe mid-December and start announcing some of the things for 1 January is going to be a really big thing for us.
Well, we will love to have y'all come and talk about that in December and help y'all with that and get a big thing going for that. So that's exciting. I can't wait. Can't wait to see what it is. Big Christmas present. Santa's coming.
Yeah, Melissa's not pregnant.
Okay. Oh, it's not twins then. No. Surprise, I'm pregnant. Surprise, it's twins. No, that's not it. Okay. All right. Well, at least we know. Not that.
Sorry. Not going to happen.
Well, you're not building another gym.
Not
another gym. Okay. Well, we'll wait till December. We'll wait till December to see what it is, but we can't wait.
Looking forward to hearing whatever it is. Don't know what it is, but they seem excited about it, so I'm sure it's good.
Sure it's going to be very, very good. Well, Melissa, what kind of good ideas have you got? Because the holidays are coming up. So everybody's going to want to know what in the world they can do to get ready for the holidays, because everybody wants to try to stay fit for the holidays. So, you know, you got everything filled with family obligations, traveling, festive outings, treats everywhere. You know, we're going to see our waistlines expanding. You know, people find it really difficult to stick to their regular routine. So, you know, what can we do?
Well, what I try to do, and this is for my personal training clients in particular, not that they all listen to me or take my advice, but I always try to teach them things as I know they're getting ready to come up on a holiday where they're going to be gone for 2 weeks or maybe even longer. I have one client that's actually from Japan, and she's going home, and she won't be back until the new year. She's leaving in 2 weeks, and she'll be with her family there until the new year. And take a band. I teach her how to do stuff with a band that she can pop in her suitcase, that she can do in her home there. Teach her things that she can do with her own body weight, making sure if you can't do anything, you can always walk. And she of course, she says she's going to listen, and a lot of times they never take the band that I give them to take with them out of their suitcase. But I do give them an entire full-body workout they can do with something they can throw in their bag or with their own body weight, because it's so important. And then I'll sometimes even, like, I don't do Skype, but I do like, Facebook Live and stuff like that, and we'll Facetime.
And that's what I do with my clients. A couple of them that were able to stick with me and didn't want to quit working out during COVID, they said, okay, this is what I have at home. This is what I have to work with, you know, and I still train a couple of them like 2-3 times a week over the phone.
Well, the number one thing is this, keep moving, and that's what you're saying. Keep moving. In addition to staying active, try to avoid sitting for prolonged periods of time when watching football games. You know, get up, move, even if it's 5 minutes, walk, do some kind of activity, you know, squat. You know, Jim, when I was sick and I couldn't go to the gym, remember I would just get up and do body squats, you know, stand up, hold on to the couch or the chair, and just do squats.
Well, if you're going to take in more calories, which we all do, especially at Thanksgiving and Christmas time, like you said, with all the goodies and the big meals that are coming up, and a lot of us have blended families where you're going to 3 or 4 different Thanksgiving dinners, and the next thing you know, you put on some pounds. But if you're going to eat, eat in moderation. Try not to change how much you eat. You may have more variety than you're used to because you got to try everybody's food. You got to try all the food. But so you try these different things, but keep your portion control in line and don't quit moving because of it. Like even though it's Thanksgiving and I have a million things to choose from, I'm still going to have one plate of food, and I probably will cheat with a piece of pecan pie. Yeah, I do love
that's your favorite, Jim.
Pecan, that's rich in protein, right?
It's kind of a healthy thing.
Kind of a healthy thing. All right.
Got the brown sugar in it.
All right. So be the man or the woman with a plan and hydrate. The holidays can be a real landmine in terms of disrupting your best exercise and weight control intentions. So start each day with a game plan. And, you know, like you said, now Sunday messed up my diet, but what did I do, Jim? I just had portion control, and I had one little plate in it.
Right. You weren't able to eat the things that you wanted, so, yeah, you made the adjustment there in quantity.
Right. I just had one tablespoon full of each little thing, and so, you know, make lists, exercise early, and get plenty of sleep.
Yes, plenty of sleep is something that a lot of people... And it's on my list of 10 things that I like my clients to do, and I had them initial off on all the things as far as staying hydrated, timing of when they eat prior to and what they eat after a workout, those kind of things that have to do with our workout. And I tell them all the time, you remember, you see this last one? I want you to get at least 7 hours of sleep a night, and they all laugh at me. And I said, I know it's hard to do. I said, but turn your phone off, turn the TV off, and get that sleep because that's where your body has time to recoup and process all of your calories that you've taken in for the day, recover from your workout and your work from the day, and then you can start fresh the next day. And so many people, I would say the majority of Americans, do not get enough sleep.
That's absolutely right, and that's where your body does recover. I've learned that the older I get, especially doing these workouts that I've been doing, you know, and going back to working out 5 days a week when I haven't been working out. You know, but maybe 2, and now I'm doing 5 days. I'll really have to get that sleep.
Right.
All right. You know, expect the unexpected. You know, plan to fail or
plan to fail.
Right. You know, have an emergency bag of healthy foods. You know, if you don't plan and you get in a situation, you're going to eat something bad. So make sure that you expect the unexpected and plan. Be creative and get rid of all or nothing mindsets.
Right.
Holidays are hectic, but do your best to avoid the all or nothing mentality when it comes to healthful eating and physical activity. Plan or remember there's always a time and opportunity for a workout. There you go. Always and
always.
Indulge for a night, not a season. There you go. Indulge for one night, not a season.
The season is upon us. Skip the season.
Remember, it's a single day. Enjoy the holiday. So those are 8 good things to do, and anything else you got?
Well, one thing I like to do, as you well know, you know, you mentioned plan. If you're traveling and you're going to be somewhere for 2, 3, 4 days, nights, I always look and see the place where we're staying. Does it have a fitness center? And if it doesn't, then I'm going to be online checking out the local gyms.
Right.
Also, you might want to look and see, are there walking trails or running trails or state parks or something where we can get outdoors and do some activities. So, yeah, let's keep moving. And also, you know, you mentioned the bands. They take up very, very little room in your suitcase. So make sure you keep moving. There's no excuse not to exercise just because you're on vacation.
And it doesn't have to be a full hour. If you only have 15 minutes, it's so much better than doing zero. Makes a huge difference.
Well, Melissa, my anniversary is, in November. Mm-hmm. So my husband has planned a whole nice physical activity anniversary trip to me.
Too much information.
I'm so excited.
Oh, you're hiking. Okay.
I'm so excited, Melissa.
I can tell. I can see all of your face.
He told me 6 weeks ago, Maria, you better get in shape. You got 6 weeks. We're going hiking. Maria, you better get in shape. Why do you think I've been going to the gym and killing myself, Melissa?
Well, he was so excited about it, and your face is kind of,
It's my anniversary, and I'm going hiking, Melissa.
Surely he's got to be a good part somewhere.
He's going to pay dearly for this. Trust me. He's going to pay dearly.
We've done those trips. We've done the shopping. I had to pay dearly.
He's going to pay dearly.
Well, we're walking up that mountain. Just pretend you're walking through the mall. Same thing.
You pretend like you're walking through the mall. Yes.
Maybe we'll work in a little wine tasting or something to, make you happy.
Okay, yeah.
After, not before. Yeah. Well, you're going to be carrying your bag. y'all will have a great time, I'm sure.
We will.
Where did you say you were going?
To Helen.
Okay.
We're going to Helen, yeah. So, but anyway, yeah, that's our trip. Well, Melissa, our time here is almost up, but what a great time we've had here tonight.
We sure have. And I've got a few new trainers, but what I may try to do is I was going to have David talk today, but I don't think we have time, so I'm going to have him come maybe sometime to the station.
Please do.
Okay.
Please do.
We have two new trainers. We still have one more I'm probably going to try to get before the new year, so I'm full up. I like to have a good variety, not just of bodybuilding type, but you got to have somebody who's got a lot of experience, like me, my dinosaur self, to help people who actually have bodily injuries.
Sure.
A lot of times getting a trainer is not just about going and pushing you harder. Sometimes it's having you pull back a little bit so you don't hurt yourself so you can do it longer. And we have a wide variety of trainers for every type of training.
I'm so glad, because you were looking for some male trainers there a few weeks ago.
I have another male trainer now. I still need one more male, and I have another female, the one that's doing that competition. Hopefully she's going to be coming on board once her competition is behind her, so I'm excited about that. Her name's Brittany.
And what competition is she doing?
She is doing Lee Haney.
Oh, the
Yeah, I told her,
oh,
look for you.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, tell her to good luck. Is she doing figure or?
What's the other one?
Bikini?
No, figure.
Figure. She's doing figure. Okay. And her name is Brittany?
Brittany Justice.
Brittany Justice. Okay. Well, good luck to Brittany.
She's starting to get that little.
Bless her heart. Bless her heart.
I was hoping to get to meet her tonight, didn't I?
Okay. Well, tell Brittany we said good luck there at the Lee Haney. Well, Melissa, thank you so much for being with us tonight, and thank you for having us here at Wintersville and for supporting Fit Talk Radio all these years. You have been support of us, and we appreciate it so much.
Well, you support me, and I love it. I love your show. I love what you do, and I hope it just continues to grow.
Well, we hope so, too, and it has, and we appreciate you and Sean and all that y'all have done. So thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Well, Jim, I think we had a great show tonight.
I enjoyed it. It was good talking with Melissa. And everyone else here at Wintersville?
Well, it was great to be back here. It just kind of gave me the fever.
Well, what do you want me to do? You want me to write the check so you can buy a gym, or what do we need to do here?
No, she wants to just work out.
Yeah, I just want to pretend like I'm doing this again.
Go ahead.
Pretend like I'm doing it.
Yeah, go ahead, pretend.
Just go with it. No, I don't want to own a gym again.
Give her a rag, Melissa, later, just between
you. Yeah. We always say good
health. I cleaned this gym many a night. You remember all those nights I had to stay up here and clean the whole gym night after night when the night crew didn't show up?
Of course, I was your assistant on those nights.
Oh, Melissa, there's many nights I stayed up here, so I enjoyed it. Well, listen, thanks to all the listeners tonight. Melissa, thank you and Sean for joining us tonight. And we hope that y'all will join us next week here on Fit Talk Radio.
everyone. Keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WBGA Fit Style Radio.